Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings, Miss Martha. You're on.
Good morning. Well, good afternoon. Hello, everybody. It's indeed a pleasure to be here with you guys today. I'm Sister Margaret. I'm filling in for Sister Mary today. And today I'm going to be talking from a subject called hot and cold. And everybody knows what hot and cold is. And so we're not going to get into the deep space of hot and cold, but we're going to go through the ramifications of what the Bible says. And I will start out reading from Revelations. It will be the third chapter, we're going to read 15 and 16, and we're going to discuss it. And then we're going to read chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. So let's start reading. I know Revelation 3 and 15. I know thy works. Thou art neither hot nor cold. I would want thou hot or cold. And then the 16th verse. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I would spew thee out of my mouth. Well, the Lord wants us to be a prominent perspective into who we are. We are of a nation of hot and cold. When we're cold, we're not for the Lord. When we're hot, we're for the Lord. So he wants to know the difference. He doesn't like people starting the fence. He wants to know if you're on the right side of the fence or the left side of the fence. So it's all up to you. But he wants to know what your perspectives are when it comes to hot and cold. And that's what the first 15 was saying. He wants you to be a hot or cold because he wants to know the totality of who you are and what you are and how you perceive things and how you're going to go about things. Are you going to seek him or are you going to leave him alone? That's the whole thing about hot and cold, because he wants you to be hot, but he will not force you to be hot. He will tell you you can do, he lets you have your free will. And your free will lets you do what you want to do. But he would rather you have a hot free will than a cold free will. Because cold free will do any kind of sin. And sin is very prominent in today's society. We have such a mess sinning that it's not even funny. Because, I mean, there are so many adulteries. There are so many people swearing. They're lying, they're killing, they're stealing, they're committing whoredoms, they're unclean, they're cheating, they're having evil thoughts, they're doing murders, they're doing fornication, they're doing thefts, they're false witnessing, they're even blaspheming. They're unrighteous, they're wicked, they're covetous, they're malicious, they're full of envy, they're debatable, they're deceit, they're whisperers. They inordinate affection, witchcraft, and then we go into mass murders that we have today. We have illegal and legal use of drugs and the way that they use them to get high and to hurt themselves with them. We've got smoking, we've got drinking, we've got drug pushing, we've got hatred. Those are all systems of coldness. Now, the system of heat will be doing all the things that are to my Lord that you want to do for my Lord. You're going to help people no matter who it is. You will teach people the word. You will read with them. You will study with them. You will take them to church. You will take and do things for them. You'll buy them a meal. You won't fuss and fight over it. You just do it. That is the simplicity of what my Lord wants us to do. He wants us to be open. He wants to be helpful. He wants to be loving. And that's the thing that is our heart nature. We must love. We must love dearly. We've got to love people in order to get respect, in order to be proficient in our walk with Christ. We have to walk with my Christ in order to get to heaven. So he wants us to be according to his will and his way. He wants us to be loving. He wants us to be caring because he is all of the utmost love. He is of the utmost caring. He cares for us no matter what we do. And, I mean, we commit sins, he still cares. We commit sins, he still loves us. And he is so forgiving of all of it. So just know that he is on our, he is in our back pocket. He's watching our backs. He's watching our fronts. He's watching our sides. He's always doing for us no matter what we do. He's always out there welcoming us to come back to him no matter the situation, no matter nothing. He wants us to come back, step back to him, and know that he is right there waiting for us to be there for him. So he would rather you be hot than to be cold. He really wants you to reach out to him. He wants you to know that he is right there for you, that he is always there, no matter what. And I always say right here because when if you speak it personally, you say he's right here with me, not right there because he's not nowhere but right in front of you. He's right beside you. He's right behind you. He vacates you all around because he knows you and he knows what you need. You just got to call out to him and ask him for help, and he will be right there to help you, right beside you, right in front of you, right behind you. He's got you no matter what. Know that he is the prominent force in your life. He is everything, and he does everything, no matter what the cause is. And whenever you are hot, he grants you favors. He gives you the favor to do certain things that you didn't think possible. That job promotion, that house, even that car, he'll favor you to do what you need to do whenever you do whatever he wants you to do, no matter what it is. He will help you no matter what. Now, it is stipulations because he's not going to use somebody else's husband or somebody else's wife. He's not going to do that. That's not part of it. But the thing about it is if you're looking for a mate, he will send you the perfect mate that is free and clear with nothing attached to them. He will send them to you. You just got to wait for him. And then if you think about some of the things that he has done in your life, look back years, but years ago. I'm over 50, so I can tell you he's done a major bunch in my life. Just thinking about every breath that I take, all the warm blood running through my veins, all my heartbeats, all my organs working. He's done it all. Just think about that in favor of who you are, that he is there with you right this very second. You can call out to him, he'll hear you. You can reach out to him, he'll touch you. No matter what, he will do it. He is phenomenal in his walk with you, and he is phenomenal whenever he encases you. Just know that whenever you are totally encased, it is phenomenal because he will do whatever you need done. He will do it because it's not a preference of one or the other. It's everybody in the same boat. Everybody has the same boat. You just got to live according to his will. You got to be able to not falter, not strain, not backslide, not cuss, not fuss, not doing deceitful things to others, not backbiting, not stealing, not cheating, not identity theft, none of that stuff. He doesn't like any of that. My Lord, he hates sin. He hates sin because sin is a separation from him. He wants you to be with him, so he don't want you to be with sin. And just know that whenever you sin, you're separating yourself from him. And it's your choice. It's all on you. It's whatever you're doing. It's your choice. He's not forcing anybody to do anything they don't want to do. He wants you to live holy. He He wants you to be acceptable of others. He wants you to be a true person. He wants you to be honest. He wants you to be faithful. He wants you to be true. He knows who you are. He's just giving you the opportunity. As you know, some people that are real evil live a long time. So he's given them the opportunity to change. Sometimes they do not change. But anyway, he gives you the opportunity to change to him. He gives you all aspects to being around people to show you what's good and what's bad. And that show to give you thought processes to know. And this is our concept of being hot. Now, you being cold is not accepting what's around you. People tell you, you know, so-and-so needs a little bit of help. Will you go help them? You say, no, that's cold. And you say, well, so-and-so needs a bite of food. Do you have an extra sandwich you can give them? And you say, no, I don't, but you have a refrigerator full of bologna and cheese, and you can make them a sandwich. That's cold. That is mean. That is cold. Because you're not doing what the Lord wants you to do. He wants us to praise him, and he wants us, he put all of us here to be a part of everybody because he wants us to be open and true and helpful. He wants us to look at each other as equals, that nobody's above nobody else because your skin color, because your face. You're not above me because you're a man. You're not above me because you're brown. You're not above me because you have more money than me, because it doesn't matter. Money, position, status doesn't mean a thing to my Lord. Everybody's in the same boat. You've got to recognize who you are and what you are in him. Know today that he is looking at you, thinking, what is yours? What are you going to do? He's looking at you saying, okay, what are you going to do good for me? Come on, let's do something good. And if you refuse to do good, that's being cold. But if you do good, that's being hot, because that's what he wants you to do. He wants us to be hot. He wants us to stretch out and do the things that we're not comfortable with and go to a place we're not comfortable going to help somebody, not to belittle them, not to talk about them, but to help, to actually be a helping hand, to hand them a sandwich, to hand them a drink of water, to hand them a dollar. It doesn't matter. Whatever you do, the Lord will appreciate it. And whenever you do what the Lord wants you to do, he will do what you want him to do. When it comes to blessings, he will bless you beyond belief. You've got to recognize his stance in everything. Because if you don't recognize him, then you're not getting anywhere. Know that he is the foundation of this whole world. He made the whole world. He created the whole world. He gave us all this beauty that we can see, we can reach out to. He gave it to us so we can have something great. He did it for us because his love is tremendous. His love is faithful. His love is true. We know that he is everything for us and because of us. It is not a give or take situation. It's always given. We're always taken because he's given tremendously. And we accept in it. So we've taken all his gifts. And we know he is the gift giver because he gave his only begotten Son, that we may have a right to the tree of life, and it's our choice. But he gave his only Son to suffer, to bleed, and to die just for us. It wasn't back for biblical days only. It was for every day, from biblical days to the last day. It was for everybody that had breathed. It's every time you turn around, he is always doing something spectacular for us. You just got to look and see it. You have to see it for yourself. You got to be able to reach out and grab it because he's doing it. He's doing it because of his great love. And you see him here for you. If you just stop saying it, because sin, like I said, will separate you from him because he hates sin. He's not a hater. He's a lover, but he hates sin. Sin is a bad thing. It's an abomination. It's awful. It is tremendously awful to him for us to willfully sin. Now, there's sometimes we sin and we don't know it. But a whole lot of sin, you know you're sinning. There's no if, ands, or buts about it. You know that you're sinning. You know that you're doing what is not right. So just think about the totality of who my Lord is. Think about yourself. Either you want to be hot or you want to be cold. But let me give you a little backdrop of the cold stance. If you're cold, you're not going to heaven. So don't think you're going to heaven because you go to church. Because there's a lot of people that are in church that are cold as ice. They don't care. They're not seeing anything. They're not doing anything. They're just being there. They're taking a space just to be there. But whenever they take their last breath, they're not going to heaven because they sat in church. They're not going to heaven because they sang one song. They're not going to heaven because they put in one offering. Going to heaven, you're not going to heaven doing anything. And think because you step into the church that you're okay, because it's not okay. You got to be fully and completely to my Lord. That's how you go to heaven. And heaven, if you don't know, heaven is spectacular. You have to see the beauty in heaven. Read Revelation. It is so phenomenal to read all the beauty, the pristine waters, the gold streets, the pearls, the diamonds, the sapphires, the rubies, the onyx, all those precious stones. They are there. They are there for us to embrace and to see. Just to walk up to the fencing and to put your hands on the fencing and touch all those fabulous jewels, then you know you're actually in heaven, because you cannot have those fantastic jewels. We don't have those fantastic jewels. We could just walk up and touch at any time right now. So you know whenever you get to heaven, there's always something special. Heaven is special. There's always a unique form of heaven that you can reach. It is wonderful to be able to know that you have a mansion, and that mansion is cased in jewels. It has everything you need and everything that you would want. That mansion, you have your name on when you convert over and know the Lord. You've got to know the Lord. My Lord, he is wonderful. My Lord is so spectacular. And I say mine because he is mine. I say mine because whenever we talk to personal, we kind of say he's mine. We can't say the Lord. We have to say my Lord because he's not a general person. He is not just a fact, but he is mine. So every time you speak of my Lord, say mine, because I misspoke just a little bit ago. I said the Lord. That is so wrong. That is atrocious for me to speak, because I have to speak according to who I am. And he is mine, and I am his. And he says, my daughter, my son, my child. He doesn't say, the daughter, the son, the child. He say, mine. So we had to get personal. This is a personal thing for us. We all had to be personal when it comes to my Lord. We had to walk according to his stand, walk, be according to his will, and do his way. And I got one little thing I wrote up yesterday that I'd like to read to you. It's called Sound Off. And it says, in the limelight of hot and cold, we must talk about some real hot and cold areas. In all things, get an understanding. When you are hot, the following verse comes to mind. You will do this verse all the time, and you will keep your heart and in the right gate and stay the right gate. This is Matthew 6:33, and it reads, but seek ye first the kingdom of God Seek ye first the kingdom of my God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew is clearly telling us that if we seek the Lord, he will add all the extra stuff to us. Stipulated in one little thing, he will add it. He supplies our every need, but just think about the ones that we want. We want a car. We want a house. We want a family. He will supply that to us. No matter your age, no matter your situation, he will supply it. Unless you're 5 years old, that's a difference. But whenever you're 20 or above, he will give you a family. He will give you a job that you love. He will give you a car you love to drive. Those things are very, very giving. Our joyful master knows all your needs before you ask for them. But in some needs, still ask in prayer. Remember, all's not wants, because he's not going to give you all your wants. But when you are professing my heavenly my Christ, you must be saved. Being saved, you have to accept the plan of salvation from my righteous, my Lord. Know you are starting the path to being hard in salvation. In a hard life, you will seek pure righteousness and holiness. You won't falter, nor will you stop until you receive the justification of sanctified life. You should always be and do good, not wavering, not be lukewarm, but just to be good. You don't want my Lord to spew you out of his mouth. You don't want him to turn his back or forsake you. So you got to do good. And he will claim you if you are right. Bad body, evildoer will inherit you a one-way ticket to the dark, dreary pot or cold place. No freedom, all because your body, your spirit body, will be encased in such heat worse than 100 degrees with 80% humidity. Now, I'm not a summer person. I do not like the summer because I don't like heat. But to know that if you're wavering and if you're doing all this different stuff, you're not going to be able to make it. My Lord is not going to be able to give you what you want. And he'll supply your needs no matter what. But to give you your wants, he will not do that because you're not doing what he wants you to do. You got to be honest. You got to be true. You got to be a standard for him to be able to receive what he wants you to receive. Let me tell you this. Now, he's been such a phenomenal help to me. I have not been able to walk, but praise the Lord, hallelujah. I've been able to stand on my own 2 feet without any human help. The only help that I've had was from my Lord. I've been able to do that with my Lord. Everything else is okay, but just be able to stand without human help, when after 5 years I ain't been able to do it, it's phenomenal. It is a justification to know that I am serving him wholeheartedly to do according to his will and his way. And that's why he is blessing me to get back on my feet, because I'm able to study the word every single day, talk to people about the word, and pray for people and help people. People come in here and ask me for help, and I'm willing to do it. I just had to be able to be open and to do what I think my Lord wants me to do. Okay, I'm sorry for talking so much. Anybody have a quote or a statement or an answer question? I'm open.
But thank God for you, Sister Margaret, taking over
thank
the program.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, darling, for letting me do it.
Yes, Lord, God is love, and all that we do, we have to do it in love. And like you said, no matter what we do, he still loves us. And I'm so glad that he does, because if he had not loved me when I went back out in the world, he would have forgot about me, but he didn't forget about me. He brought me back in and under the fold. And that's why I'm his child. After I repented, he brought me back in. And I'm so thankful for that. Because the way for his love, he would have just threw me away when I was out there in a backslidden way. But he said, I'm mad at your backside. I'm thankful that he brought me back in. And I thank you for taking over the program, because what you said, you let the people know that God still loves us. He still loves us, because he is love. And sin is what separates us from God. He hates sin, but he loves the sinner. So I just want to appreciate that, because he's love, and we have to love one another. We have to love one another, because he is so gracious and he is so mighty. And through all that we go through, he still loves us and he cares for us.
Yes, he does.
And we have to show love to one another, too. Our life has to speak for itself. The life we live, it speaks for itself, and we have to show love to one another. We can't live any kind of way and think we're serving God. Our life has to show for itself that we are children of God. And I thank God for you. I thank God for how he is blessing you, my sister. He's blessing you, hanging you out. And I just want to say thank you for taking over the program. And I bid you Godspeed.
Honey, I'm so excited. This was amazing to me. I'm so excited that you chose me to help out. And I hope that you start feeling a whole lot better, because I thank you. Ain't nothing like my Lord.
That's right.
You know you are. Every single night you guys are.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You be blessed, sister, because you're doing a great
work,
too.
I'm always.
And God is blessing
you. Thank
you
so much.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else want to say anything? Any prayer requests?
And I want to say, too, keep our bishop in your prayers. God is taking him through, but keep him in your prayers. Praise God, because he's still supposed to be going for the back surgery, but we don't know when. But keep him in your prayers, and keep Elder Slogan in your prayers and her family as well. And I have a nephew that has COVID. His name's Patrick Nelson. Keep him in your prayers as well. And just keep all the children in school, because Satan's been going into schools doing things, but keep the school system in your prayers, that God would just protect the children and the teachers and the schools and on the school buses, that he'll just protect and keep them safe as well in your prayers.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yes. Yes,
yes. Because, I mean, the devil's running rapid. The devil knows his time is up. It's not a battle. It's up. So he knows his time is up. So he's doing whatever he can to get whoever he can.
That's
so we got to be strong. We got to be dominant.
Yes,
we got to be determined to make sure people start swaying the right way and not going toward what the devil wants them to do. We are here responsible for helping others. So we have to be able to tell them that the wrong that they're doing, they need to stop. They need to turn back and choose my Lord. Because they don't want to go into the pit of fire. They don't want the pit of fire.
Lord Jesus.
Because I mean, when you get a hot sun, when it's hot outside and the sun's burning your skin, hell is a whole lot tremendously hotter than that.
Oh, yes. That's right. That's right. That's right.
And it's not fun. It's not, and then you don't have a chance to get out of there.
No.
And my Jesus will not go back to do a second trip to help anyone because right now we have the opportunity and the time. We have the opportunity,
the time,
to do what he wants us to do.
That
and
is
to
the
seek
truth.
Him.
Right. To seek him. It's our time now.
And to know that
it's
he's right here. He's not right there. He's right here.
Yes, he is.
It's a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation is personal.
Yeah.
So we have to do
is.
Right
perfect.
Here. Right
we
here.
Have to get it
he
now.
Is right
yes.
here.
Yes, yes. That's right. That
and,
is the truth.
And
praise
to know God. That when we change our partners, we change
yes.
for the best partner.
That
when
is
we
the
change
truth.
Partners from
yes.
the world
yes.
to salvation, we have the
praise
best
God.
Partner.
The best
and if
partner.
You change from salvation to
yes.
the world, it's not it.
Oh,
that's not it.
Well, no,
that is tremendously
not
wrong.
Not it. That's right.
You got
that's
to
right.
do the right partnership.
You got to do
the
it
right
the right
partnership
way.
Works in every situation.
Yes.
Business,
yes.
relationships.
Praise God.
I mean, it works
praise
in jobs, but
mm-hmm.
you have to
mm-hmm.
have the right partner.
You have
to be open to the right partner.
That's
so
true.
The right partner
that's
you have
true.
To open your heart to. You got to
that's
live
true.
According to
that's
his
true.
Will. And his way.
His
you got to seek
right.
him.
No other
you
way.
Got to
no other way.
Extend yourself yes. to him to be
mm-hmm.
according to what he wants you to be. Not what you
mm-hmm.
want to be, but what he wants
that's
you
right.
to be. You
but
got to look to. According to his will
that's
and his
true.
Way.
That's right.
And
that
be open. Be completely open to
that's
him
true.
To do
oh,
according
yes.
to what
yes.
he
yes.
wants you to do.
Yes. True. That is true. Great.
Now,
God.
What you
want
to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
But what he
yes.
wants you to do. Because then he will forgive any sin but blasphemy. He will not forgive that.
Mm-hmm.
Blasphemy of the Holy Ghost, he will not forgive that. But if you do mm-hmm. something, he will forgive you other than blasphemy.
He'll forgive you. That's right. That's right.
He will, no mm-hmm. matter what it is. You could have killed somebody and didn't mean to kill them, but he'll forgive you for it. But if you do not ask for forgiveness, you do not give forgiveness. Don't let people tell you you don't have to ask, because
you
do have to ask for forgiveness.
You have to ask. You have to ask. That's the truth, my sister.
Jesus took everything to the cross. He took all the sins to the cross.
Yes,
he didn't take the sins away. He took the sins to the cross. He embedded all the sins in him to give us the right to the tree of life, to give us the right to salvation, to all eternity, to have that precious gold, that precious diamonds, those sapphires, those rubies, those onyx. I mean, he had it all out for us. He made it possible for us. We just got to do what we have to do and choose him and know that he is the right choice. And if you want to burn, that's on you. But if you want to be peace and loving for all eternity, change your ways to my Lord. He is there. He is right here. He is right here. Miss Bo, sorry. But he is right here with us to do for us according to will. His perfect way. He gives us salvation. He gives us satisfaction. He gives us perfection. We can be perfect in him when we live according to his will and his way. We got to read the Bible. We got to study the Bible. We got to talk about the Bible. We can't slack. We cannot slack. When you slack, you're doing wrong. So know that we got to do the justification to who we are for him. To know that he is right here waiting. He's right waiting on everybody to change partners and to come to him. You know, there's line dances, there's prayer dancing, there is all sorts of dancing. But the right dance is the holy dance. That's the dance party you want, is the holy dance. I want somebody to do a holy dance for me because my salvation is just yearning. For more. I need more. Everybody want more. Just one more from the Lord. He's willing to give it to you. My Lord is so willing and so ready to give whatever you need. Know that He is right here, right now. It's not back in. He's right here, right now. Know that all the existence is Him, and He is in everything. Everything is Him. Just know He is phenomenal. He is righteous. He is holy. He is just. He is faithful. He is true. He is honest. And He will do for you what you need done. He even answers whenever you do right. He will answer some of the wants. I want a new car. You got a car, but you say, I want a new car. The next thing you do, you'll be able to go out and get it. It's just the little things that mean so much. Just the pure little things. It means so much. If I have any statements, any requests, okay, I will close out with a prayer, if that's okay with you, Sister Mary.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Most gracious, most loving,
yes,
most wonderful, my
yes.
Lord. I come
yes,
to you,
Lord.
Thank you, in praise and worship for giving me this opportunity to be on this call. Thank you
yes.
for my space. Thank you for my leading. Thank you
Thanks.
For guiding me. Thank you for sheltering
yes.
me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you because you've been so great, so wonderful, so merciful, so true. Hallelujah. So I praise you. I lift you higher because you are so phenomenal. You are magnificent. You are amazing. You are phenomenal. You are stupendous. You are excellent. You are so worthy of all the praise and all the worship. I thank you so much for my space, for every day, for every situation that has come up, for those that did not speak, Lord. Whatever they're in need of, Lord, help them right now. For the bishop, for my bishop, Lord, do a new thing. Do something new for him. Raise him up. Don't let the back surgery raise him up, but you touch his body. You raise him up, Lord. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, please forgive me. Please forgive me for misspeaking, because you are mine. And I do apologize immensely, because you are my everything. I love you, I honor you, and I praise you. Sister Mary, touch her completely. From the crown of her head, the longest hair on her head, to the soles of her feet, Lord, touch her. Encase her. Anoint her, Lord. Do a little bit more for her. Lord, I ask you for everybody that's on the line, that was on the line. Lord, touch them. Anoint them. Prove them. Lord, we love you and we thank you. And a special request for the kids. Lord, every kid in the world, especially here in the United States, you know how bad it is here. And so just take and surround the kids and chase them and bless them. Protect them, Lord. My Lord, please protect them. Put your shield around them and help them. My Lord, I love you, I adore you, and I praise you. I lift you higher. You are so magnificent. I am so excited to be right here, right now, to be speaking for you, to honor you, and to praise you. Lord, I just want to be exactly what you have me to be. Lord, I am yours. I am completely yours. I surrender my all to you. I am yours, Lord. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Touch me, anoint me, and help me, my Lord. I love you, and I praise you, and I lift you up. Lord, this I pray in the holy, mighty name of your glorious, holy, mighty
Jesus.
Son,
yes,
my
Lord.
Jesus, hallelujah. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You have a blessed
yes, my
day,
Lord.
Praise God.
You too. Love
praise
you,
God.
Sweetheart.
Love you, sweetie. Shalom. Shalom. Praise
shalom.
God. Shalom. Amen.
Amen.
Good job.